This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the midst of immigration reform protests in New Orleans, the panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals was reportedly very skeptical of allowing President Obama to extend his immigration executive orders, and two of the three judges on the panel had ruled against him earlier in the Texas appeals. With 7,800 retail stores and a presence in almost every state, CVS is arguably now the country's biggest healthcare company, bigger than the drug makers and wholesalers, and bigger than the insurers. With close to $140 billion in revenue last year, about 97% of that came from prescription drugs or pharmacy services. The decision to block tobacco products has accelerated their growth. The resignation of Ellen Pao at the huge popular website Reddit is being labeled misogyny by many. Reddit users are predominantly male and 18 to 29 years old. A recent report by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau on private financing of student loans found that about 90% of borrowers who request to have their cosigners released from their obligation are rejected despite the fact that the ease of release is part of the marketing. Often, these cosigners are parents or grandparents. Of the 44 million people aged 65 and older in 2013, only about 1.5 million, or 3.4%, were living in institutional settings such as nursing homes in 2013, according to the Administration on Aging. A bill that would spur biomedical innovation and change the way federal health officials approve drugs and medical devices and increase funding for the National Institutes of Health passed the House of Representatives overwhelmingly, 344 to 77. The compromise was so strong that lawmakers even agreed on a highly unusual way to pay for it by ordering the Obama administration to sell enough oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to cover the cost. President Obama designated Berryessa Snow Mountain in California, a paleontological site in Texas known as Waco Mammoth, and the Basin and Range in Nevada, which includes rock art dating back 4,000 years, as national monuments. The designations made under the Antiquities Act of 1906 bring to 19 the number of national monuments that President Obama has established or expanded. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.